AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. Half hour from now at 8:21, our monthly segment with Star Relief for Pets in Stamford. Melanie Soper will join me to talk about cat over-grooming. WGCH, Sioux Center Time, 7:51. Fourth Thursday of each month means State Representative Harry Arora of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative Arora. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. Always a pleasure to be with you, and good morning to your listeners on this very hot August day.
All right, and on this hot day, Ryan Fazio will be sworn in as a state senator officially for the district, 36th district. How do you think Ryan's going to do?
Yes, indeed. You know, congratulations to my friend and now senator-elect and soon-to-be Senator Ryan Fazio. And, you know, I think he's going to do great. He's already, I've had several conversations with him and in discussing about policy and in discussing about what we need to do to work together for the people of the 105th, for the residents of the 151st district and for Greenwich in general. And I'm very delighted that I'll get to work with him.
All right, great. So let's talk about a couple things here with the COVID and the getting back to school. What are your thoughts about how things are going on the COVID front?
Yeah, so, you know, we are seeing, obviously, the new wave or the Delta variant here. But, you know, I want all of your listeners to also keep a look at the data and keep the perspective here that in the last run-up, which happened from October to, let's say, January, the peak was 7,000 cases a day, and it was quite difficult. And this time, the peak, which I think we are going through right now, is about 600-700 cases a day. Does not make it that we should not be careful and we should need not take precautions, but it is about a tenth of the potency it had last time around, a tenth. And despite the fact that this is very, very infectious or contagious relative to the last one. So, and the reason is because of the fact that 80% of our community is vaccinated, of those who are eligible, and you know, generally speaking, you know, there is immunity out there. But having said that, we need to take precautions. We need to do whatever we can. And the way it looks like in the next month, we will peak, and possibly in the next 6 weeks, it's going to be, go down. The last variant or the Alpha variant took 4 months or 5 months from start to the point where it was really had subsided. This one should be faster because it's more contagious. So, one could expect 3 or 4 months. July 15th, it started. So somewhere around September, October, we should see it subside and go down.
All right. But what's your reaction, though, when you see the scene or hear about the scene in Cheshire yesterday with the governor and those against the vaccine, those against masks, as the school gets set to begin?
Right. I think there's a balancing act, which is very important here. And the balancing act, you know, from it should be strong recommendation that precautions should be taken, all kinds, and vaccines when voluntarily should be accepted. And I think that's all a good thing. And I want to point out that 80+% of our community has voluntarily taken up the vaccination. And in some of our communities, Tony, it's like 90%. And yeah, there are some communities out there, perhaps in Hartford itself, where the acceptance is 50 and or 60, and the governor should work there to increase the acceptance in Hartford and perhaps in Bridgeport and some other big cities to 85 or 90. But in towns like Greenwich, I think we're doing a great job, both in terms of vaccination, in terms of precautions, and we need to keep encouraging and taking precautions. But you know, forceful mandates have never worked. And perhaps, you know, this one is a limited time one. The governor has said for a month. But hopefully, you know, it is all voluntary. And I think that we need to strike a balance between precautions and understanding that this one is less potent. The data is telling us 10% as potent as the last one. But any damage or anybody who goes to hospitalize is one too many, so as to say.
All right. On the legislative front, lawmakers, I guess, still have some money to spend. Is that right, from the American Rescue Funds?
Yes, that's right. That's right. The federal program, which was, or the federal law, which was passed earlier this year, provided a significant amount of funds to the state government, and some of them have not yet been allocated, or we still have to meet in the legislature to appropriate for it and to allocate those. So there'll be some discussion around that. There are some other topics which are also coming up. There is a discussion also about the PCI, which is an emission tax on gasoline, obviously very unpopular, and we hope we are not called for that, because I cannot find many people who agree with it, because it would technically end up being a gasoline tax, although it is linked to carbon emissions. And so that's something which we are, many of us are in opposition to, and hopefully we don't get called on it. But there will be a special session or so over the next couple of months, and then we will move over to the next session in February of next year.
And then finally, the governor's executive orders extend through September 30th. What do you think is going to happen after that?
Yeah, you know, that's we strongly hope and that these are not extended. I think I also believe that by that time, the Delta variant would be on its way out, and I hope and expect, based on the data I just quoted you, that so it will be clear by that time that there is no need. But we'll have to wait and see, because there are some people saying, well, you know, because of the Delta variant, the governor may need to extend his powers, and we strongly disagree with that. And I also think by the time we get there, it will be clear to everyone that that because of the vaccination rate, because of the amount number of treatments available, you know, this crisis or this mini crisis relative to the last one of the Delta variant would have subsided. And if it does so, there would be no reason for the governor to extend his powers.
All right, State Representative Harry Rohrer, thanks very much for your time this morning. Be well.
Yeah, stay cool, and I think a nice weather is coming over the weekend.
Okay, fantastic. Bye-bye. That's State Representative Harry Rohrer of Greenwich, joins me on the fourth Thursday of each month. Next Thursday at this time, first Thursday of September, I should say, State Representative Kimberly Fiorello.